Entrepreneur Week kicks off Monday in Milwaukee. The city has helped plan more than a dozen events to help new businesses grow. WUWM's Marty Michelson visited a shop in Walker's Point to find out the challenges startups face. As far as John McWilliam is concerned, manufacturing is alive and well in Milwaukee. McWilliam owns a huge shop called Scathane. It's located on the near south side. The shop designs mirrors and light fixtures for hotels and restaurants, as well as office furniture. We stopped to chat near a glass cutter McWilliam employs.
He's cutting wine bottles right now for a pizza man chandelier that takes... How many bottles are you doing, Doug? It's like 90 bottles for the one light fixture or something like that. So he's cutting them, sanding them, and then we're silvering them for a unique silvered old wine bottle kind of look.
McWilliam used to be a painting contractor, but he opened this business 5 years ago. He says one of his first customers was the owner of the Iron Horse Hotel.
Tim Dixon offered to give us this space over here in this warehouse to make stuff for him for nothing. He gave us the place for free, basically, as long as we gave him a good deal on stuff that we were making for him.
As word spread about McWilliam's products, business grew. He now employs 24 people, and his customers include Harley Davidson and Ann Sachs, a division of the Kohler Company. McWilliam says he grosses $2 million per year and hopes to double sales next year. One person who's going to help him is Daniel Eisenberg. He's director of Scale Up Milwaukee. It's a partnership of government and education leaders, along with support from the Greater Milwaukee Committee that helps fledgling companies expand. Eisenberg says each year about a dozen businesses participate in his entrepreneurial training program called Scalerator.
And we work with them over a 7-month period of time. We do 7 or 8 1.5-day workshops. They have a lot of homework in between, a lot of application exercises. They help each other, too. And by the way, in the first Scalerator, which we did last year, exactly 12 months ago, we had 12 companies. And 4 of them now are doing business with each other.
Eisenberg says companies that participated in last year's program have seen growth of 25%. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is hosting the city's first Entrepreneur Week. He says the city has made a commitment to encouraging small business startups because they're the backbone of the economy.
Well, if you look at the growth in businesses and the growth in jobs, they come primarily from small businesses. And small businesses come primarily from an idea of an individual who decides whether it's in their garage, as we've so famously seen over the last few years, or with a couple of friends, they decide to start a business, and then the business grows.
Barrett says Entrepreneur Week will provide networking opportunities for new business owners to come together and share ideas. Events include a crowdfunding workshop and a panel discussion featuring several prominent entrepreneurs with the Milwaukee Water Council. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.